Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello. Welcome to That's the Tea. We got me, Sean B, and Zen Ryder. And today we're going to be discussing conspiracy theories, government conspiracy theories, from the World Trade Center to who shot Kennedy. So.
But we right now have a list of 10 that has turned out to be true. As the theory goes, the CIA built a secret weapon in the 60s and 70s that could cause fatal heart attacks. The weapon shot a small poison dart that could penetrate clothing and left behind nothing but a tiny red dot on the skin. The dart disintegrated on impact, and the target would only feel a small prick similar to a bug bite. Since the poison denatured quickly, it could not be detected in an autopsy. That's
interesting.
Very interesting. Number.
I've never heard that one.
Number two, the CIA spied on and controlled American media. CIA Project Operation Mockingbird spied on members of Washington Press Corps in 1963, 1972, and 1973. They also paid journalists to publish CIA propaganda, wiretapped their phones, and monitored their offices to keep tabs on their activities and visitors. Three, the government poisoned alcohol. Did you know this?
No.
Did you ever?
Okay. Finish it.
So, okay.
I'm very intrigued on this one.
During the alcohol prohibition.
When the bootlegging.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
When the government banned alcohol in 1920, bootleggers would steal industrial alcohol used in paint, fuel, solvents, and medical supplies, and would redistill it for sale. Some of its alcohol contained heavy metals and led to illness or blindness. In the attempt to stop people from drinking alcohol, the government changed the formulas of industrial alcohol to make it completely undrinkable. At least 10% of industrial alcohol formulas had to contain methyl alcohol, a poisonous substance in addition to other noxious ingredients such as kerosene, gasoline, chloroform, formaldehyde, and acetone. The plan backfired. People still drank the poisonous alcohol,
wow.
And more than 10,000 people died. America.
Wow, so yeah, just kill everybody to just prove a point.
Yeah, that, like, seriously, prohibition didn't work, but it killed a lot of people, and it created NASCAR.
Oh, yep. Really?
Yeah, yep, because they would, it would be, you know, ever heard of the term, the real McCoy?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, the McCoys were brothers, and they were making fast cars, getaway cars, to beat the police because they were traveling around and basically bootlegging alcohol to everyone. Moonshine and other alcohols.
And they were able to use moonshine in their cars, maybe.
Probably.
Interesting.
Very interesting. A U.S. Air Force laboratory researched the possibility of using pheromones as a weapon. Theoretical research conducted by a U.S. Air Force laboratory in 1994 explored the use of a non-lethal chemical weapon called the gay bomb. The gay bomb. They speculated on the effects of troops doused in female pheromones. The objective was to make the soldiers sexually irresistible to another and negatively impact their effectiveness in combat. Oh, my God!
No, man.
I guess that's the only time it's okay to be gay. The U.S. government stole dead bodies for radioactive testing.
My God.
After dropping nuclear bombs on Nagasaki and Hiroshima, the U.S. government stole parts of dead bodies to measure the effects of nuclear fallout on the human body. Researchers needed young tissue, but the agents who were recruited to find recently deceased babies and children took samples, including full limbs, without the consent of the grieving families. More than 1,500 families were affected. What? President Woodrow Wilson's wife ran the country after he suffered a stroke. A woman ran the country.
And they never told us about this.
I've fucking never heard about this shit. After President Woodrow Wilson suffered a debilitating stroke, Edith Wilson made most of the executive decisions in his stead. She effectively ran the country for well over a year, but the government kept it quiet for fear that it would cause a stir. Ah! 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 What the fuck? Okay, fucking seriously? I'm tired of this shit. God damn it.
Wait a minute. But that was back in the days when women had no rights.
Exactly, and that's why they kept it a fucking secret. A woman ran the country! We had basically a woman president.
Yeah.
We had a woman president. Let me say that again. We did have a woman president, and it seemed to work out okay. Are you fucking kidding me? Oh, my God. The CIA tested LSD and other hallucinogenic drugs on Americans. This is absolutely
Oh,
true.
Wow.
Part of a top-secret experiment on behavior modification called MKUltra, the CIA tested volunteers for a time. Eventually, they began testing people without their knowledge, let alone consent, and left many of these test subjects with permanent mental disabilities as a result of the testing. They were basically dousing whole towns in their water supply and was just seeing what happened. They would start with neighborhoods with all minorities.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. According to declassified intelligence documents, in 1960, the CIA provided the Tibetan resistance with $1.7 million a year to aid guerrilla operations against China, including an annual subsidy of $180,000 for the Dalai Lama. Mm. The FBI spied on Beatles band member John Lennon.
Oh,
fucking
wow.
Course they did. He was a terrible person, actually.
He was?
Yes, all of them mostly were.
Wow, I thought they were just hippies.
No, they were like womanizers, misogynists, like drug addicts, and violence against women, their wives. Like, John Lennon beat his wife. I mean, Yoko Ono, seriously, like, the conspiracy is that she knew he was going to die.
Mm-hmm.
And she jumped out. She, like, got out of the limousine before they came around and shot him.
Wow.
Yeah, they were trying to get him for a long time. So, a vocal advocate of the 60s and 70s anti-war counterculture, John Lennon, was put under surveillance by the FBI in 1971. A year later, the Immigration and Naturalization Service attempted to deport him. But he was ultimately deemed to be too influenced by narcotics to act as an effective revolutionary. But still, they, like, had him killed. Canada developed a gaydar machine in the 1960s.
A gaydar machine?
Literally, a gaydar machine. Paranoid about sexual orientation, the Canadian government hired a university professor to develop a machine that detected orientation in federal employees. The resulting machine measured pupil dilation, perspiration, and pulse in response to same-sex pornography. Those tested were told that the machine's purpose was to rate their stress levels. But the truth was that the government wanted to remove its gay employees. Subsequently, more than 400 men were excluded or fired from civil service, the military, and the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. More than 9,000 people were investigated. What?
Wow.
That is incredible. Okay.
Yeah, that's a good list.
And those were actually ones... considered to be true. Now, did you want to, they are revealed to be unequivocally true. So, did you want to, what was it, JFK?
Yeah.
CIA Kennedy assassination conspiracy theory. Let's see. It is said that anti-communists and anti-Castro extremists in the CIA plotted the assassination of Kennedy to maintain tension with the Soviet Union and Cuba to prevent a United States withdrawal from Vietnam. That CIA was acting upon orders of conspirators. The military-industrial complex killed Kennedy and in the process set up Lee Harvey Oswald as a patsy. That I believe is true.
Yes.
Like Garrison, Douglas stated that the Kennedys were being basically they were under the radar to be killed because they were turning away from the Cold War and pursuing paths of nuclear disarmament, reapproach with Fidel Castro, withdrawal from the war in Vietnam. Also, he was against the Federal Reserve.
Oh, yes.
It has been described that CIA agent E. Howard Hunt was the leading proponent of the theory that the CIA was responsible for the assassination of Kennedy. In 1977, the FBI released 40,000 files pertaining to the assassination of Kennedy, including an April 3, 1967 memorandum from Deputy Director Kartha Deloach to Associate Director Clyde Tolson that was written less than a month after President Johnson learned from J. Edgar Hoover about CIA plots to kill Fidel Castro. According to Deloach, LBJ aide Marvin Watson stated that the president had told him in an off moment that he was now convinced that there was a plot in connection with the assassination of President Kennedy. Watson stated the president felt that the CIA had something to do with this plot. When questioned in 1975 during the church committee hearings, Deloach told Senator Richard Schwelker that he felt that Watson's statement was sheer speculation. Is it true? Is it not true? I mean, truth to be told, there was a lot of things going, circling that whole entire family and just him as a whole. I mean, with Marilyn Monroe and all the other stuff that he was doing. And I mean, he was a complete whore.
You think so?
Yes. He was a good president, and he would have been great. But the thing is he was not a faithful man, and he slept with fucking everybody.
He was a pretty boy.
He slept with fucking everybody.
Oh, my Lord. I just feel like they killed him because he was too honest.
He was, like, more about fucking over everything the government was trying to do against us. Yeah. And he wanted to pull out of war. He wanted to pull out. That's what he said.
Yeah.
I had to throw that in there. I think that an overall thing, when the government wants to do something and they have plans to, like, you know, do what they did and what they've been doing, if you go against it and you don't pay to play or play the game,
your ass is out.
Yeah, you're either in or you're out.
They took his ass out.
So, Area 51 and the aliens. Let's see. We may have Tang thanks to the space program, but who gave us such innovations as the stealth fighter and Kevlar? Aliens, of course. Conspiracy theorists believe that the remains of crashed UFO spacecrafts are stored at Area 51, an Air Force base about 150 miles from Las Vegas, where government scientists reverse engineer the aliens' highly advanced technology. Fodder for this has come from a variety of supposed UFO sightings in the area and testimony from a retired Army colonel who says he was given access to extraterrestrial materials gathered from an alien craft that crashed in Roswell,
mm-hmm.
New Mexico. Some believe that the government studies time travel at Area 51, also known as Groom Lake or Dreamland. The government has developed advanced aircraft and weapon systems by nearby Nellis Air Force Base, including stealth bombers and reconnaissance planes. And the government's official line that the details of Area 51 are classified for purpose of national security. It's only further proof that the military is hiding aliens or an alien spacecraft.
And you were saying that Area 51 is just a come up for 52 and 53.
Well, we have other areas. There's Area 52. Let's see if I can pull that up. Now, it's just like, they just hold computers and shit there. They've moved. It's called something else. Hold on. Don't involve UFOs, blah, blah, blah. Black facility. They moved it to another facility. And I'm wondering if it's not Dolce. So has anyone heard of what Dolce Base is?
No.
Okay. Allegedly, there's a secret underground alien base in Dolce. Coming up right now, it's in New Mexico. On the surface of Dolce, New Mexico, it's just a small southwestern town. It doesn't even have a traffic light, but according to the most bizarre rumors, this little town is just a cap on a gargantuan underground facility that is home to an unimaginable... No, we don't want to sign up for that. Go away. We're reading news here. So, thank you. Anyway, unimaginable experiments and technologies for the tinfoil hat wearers. There's a whole world underneath Dolje, a secret high-tech one filled with aliens. I want to believe. According to conspiracy theorists, the Dolje subterranean base is a seven-story compound beneath Dolje, New Mexico, that houses human-animal hybrids, human-alien hybrids, and extremely advanced technologies. They say even there's even been a site. It's been a site of alien wars. You know, the usual. It hasn't been called the Roswell of northern New Mexico for nothing. The first claims of the base's existence, according to How Stuff Works, date all the way back to the 1930s, but the rumors of alien intervention in the area begin to gain traction in the 1970s, when a former New Mexico State Police officer trooper named Gabe Valdez documented an unexplained cattle mutilations in the area. According to Santa Fe New Mexican newspaper, in a radio interview, Valdez says the evidence was left there. You know, predators don't leave gas masks, glow sticks, radar tracks. They don't leave that stuff. Valdez made more wild claims in other interviews, including sightings of black, silent, sophisticated spacecraft and the discovery of a of a fetus inside of a dead cow, but not a calf fetus. It looked like a human, a monkey, and a frog. Valdez told the History Channel UFO Hunters, it didn't have any bones in the head. It was full of water. Valdez thought, what else? The cows were incubating alien babies? Tim Anderson, a former police officer in Dolje, claimed to have seen a UFO in the town in the late 1990s. It lit up the whole valley and just disappeared into the rocks. He told Santa Fe New Mexican, I just rubbed my eyes. Did I really see that? For good measure, Anderson also believes Bigfoot resides in and near the town. And when it comes to Bigfoot, we've seen, my sisters and I have been chased. And it was a female who was very angry. We were in her area, and she had a yearling, and she was 12 feet tall at least. She broke branches on big cedar trees, and it sounded like a tornado ripping trees up, and it yelled. We screamed at us and was angry, and we jumped a barbed wire fence because we would, like, travel through the pastures and stuff because we lived in the country. And I remember going, run, keep going. I'm looking backwards and looking at her, but she's hanging in the tree line. And you could see her silhouette. And she's breaking big branches and just, oh. And my sisters were, one was 8 and one was a year and a half younger. So she was like almost 7, maybe 6. And I remember throwing those two kids over the fence and then getting through there and just kept looking back. And then there was a moment where I just was standing there. And she was coming at us full speed, and I just looked at her, and then I got all these, like, pictures in my mind. She was, like, telecommunicating telepathically, and it was just a bunch of things that she was showing me, and I'll never forget it.
Wow, that's a hell of an experience.
I'll never forget it. There's been a couple times that we've experienced that. Our horse, Charlie, liked to get around loose in the back pen, and it was starting to snow and rain at the same time. So we were looking for him. Well, there's this big cedar tree that's big and round in the back. And there's a fence and a dried up creek and then, like, the rest of the land going backwards. Well, we were looking, it was me and my sister Raina, and we were looking for Charlie. And her mom was, like, all the way on the other side, and she was screaming his name. Well, we heard two heavy footprints, two steps that were heavy. And my spidey sense was like, that's not the horse. That's not the horse. I'm like, Raina, let's go. Raina, let's go. And then it went, whoa! And he, like, tried coming through the tree, like, the big tree. He was, like, trying to scare us, and he shook the tree. So I'm like, run! So we're running across. So then Cassandra goes, this is my yard! My yard! Rawr! So he runs, and all you can see is a dark silhouette because it was getting dark, and it was, like, raining his time. You saw him jump over the fence, leap over the whole fucking riverbed, and onto the other side.
Wow.
True story. So when it comes to Bigfoot, yes, they exist. As far as aliens, I definitely believe. I've definitely seen things. I've definitely seen interesting things in the mountains as well. carved into rocks that wouldn't, it, there's no possible way that it was done by a human.
Wow.
A block this long and that wide, and it was sitting on this precipice in this valley. We were, at this point, we were 26,000 feet up the mountain. And I came to this valley, all these rocks, big giant stones. And then at the top, I just kept getting called to this, it looked like Pride Rock.
Oh, really?
Where he held up sin.
Yeah.
It looked like that. And at the top was these blocks. They were long. And it was carved into all the way through to the back. And it was a person like this and three circles. It wasn't carved by a human. I got pictures on my Facebook.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Oh.
I'll try and
awesome.
Get them off there and show them to you. So anyhow, the colorful claims of the paranormal have come from many different times and people in Dolce. Never mind all the cattle stuff. Philip Schneider, from former explosive engineer employed by the U.S. government, introduced the idea of Dolce as a site of a brutal human-alien war. Schneider, who had a high-level security clearance, claimed that he helped construct a secret underground base in Dolce in 1979. There he says he witnessed a battle of subterranean aliens that left 60 humans dead. The alien war rages up to onto this day, Schneider tells the Epic Times. Another key player in Dolce-based conspiracy theory is a man named Paul Benowitz. Benowitz, who earned a PhD in physics, became convinced that cattle mutilations around the area were the result of extraterrestrial intervention. According to How Stuff Works, he then allegedly began picking up and intercepted electronic signals near Dolce, a town too small to receive such messages. Benowitz theorized that these signals were coming from underground and going toward the target high in the sky. By the 80s, he was actively spreading the rumors of an underground alien facility in Dolce, New Mexico. How about that, guys? How about them apples? I know we had talked about them spraying shit in the air, and now they're putting it in the newspaper in Los Angeles as announcements
that
they're doing it.
Trails.
Yeah, but they've been doing it this whole time.
Yeah.
So now these aren't contrails. Contrails disappear because they're going like almost about 600 miles an hour. They're breaking like through the ice and the shit and the air and the atmosphere, and that's why we see those trails. But what they're doing is they're seeding, and they're using it to control weather. This is dangerous, and it falls on your house, it kills birds, it fucking kills animals, it goes into your grass, it falls into your water, you're drinking that.
You're drinking it, breathing it.
It's no bueno. Now, secret bases. Let's see what we pull up. So what are your thoughts on this?
I don't know, all these conspiracy theories, they've always been interesting to me because, you know, people say, well, this and that. But I kind of believe a lot of the shit because it's like, it's coming out. Everything that you've been talking about is coming out to be true.
I know, I've been called crazy. And
yeah, but see, when you're crazy, that's when, yeah, you pretty much know what you're talking about. You have to, like you say, you have to be physically, not physically, like, awoke to know what's going on in the world around you, and these people life is just not going on and people aren't doing shit.
I think there's a lot of unexplained things that people can't really account for or really like describe. Like we had just we're talking about an angel and aliens.
Yes.
What if, you know, we've been having visitors this entire time? And we just had no way of really understanding what they were, or we thought they were these transcendental beings that we had to worship, like back in the Mayans, you know,
yeah.
And all that stuff. So, I mean, until there's lots of things that we don't understand still to this day and can't explain. Does it mean that it's not real? I don't think so. I think that when you feel something and you know it, you can feel it, it's fucking real.
Yeah, shit's just not, life is just not going, and shit's every peachy cream going along like everybody says. No, they're doing shit. They're doing shit behind the scenes. I'm trying to cover shit up, and people, they leak, and they, you know, mess up, and, you know, shit gets loose. That's why we're here.
Yep, that's why we are here. Now, I was on the phone with a friend. He's driving a truck, so all he has is time to talk. He was talking about how he thinks Kanye West is a fucking clone.
And that's probably, I wouldn't disagree with that.
He claims that the Kardashians are that powerful, which
I wouldn't disagree with that.
Possibly be.
Them bitches got, them bitches fuck up everything, every dude they come around.
That's what he was saying, how
fuck the talent out of their ass. And like
they just get on drugs and go crazy.
Yeah, like, what the fuck, bro? Every last one of them. Every fucking last one of them. Yeah, because Kanye, when he first came out, that dude was like, cool. And then all of a sudden, it was like, oh, now he's like, Trump is, like, what'd he say? He likes Trump, and he just started acting.
But even after that, he was like, I was used. I was used. I do not believe this. I don't know. If I was his wife, I'd be like, just hush. Like, stop. We know you're broke. You're relying on my money. We get it. Just stop. It's quiet. That's probably why they cloned his ass, too. So Nick Cannon is convinced. He goes, convinced that Kanye West is a clone. They mess him with my brother's mind. MK Ultra is real. His spirit is pure, though. Let's not give up on our guy. His message of love is real, but he is allowing devils to take advantage of his vulnerability and treat him like a puppet.
Yeah, because some of the shit that comes out of his mouth is like...
Let's just get down to the clone of, like, what is it, artists, celebrities. Has anyone seen... There was a movie... Do you know what I'm talking about? Scarlett Johansson was, right? Is that her name, Scarlett Johansson? She was in there. Fuck, I don't remember the name of it, but they were like in this underground facility.
Yeah,
and they were told that everything was bad and we couldn't go outside, but they were just clones of like.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
What if that has some truth to it?
Yeah, probably does have some truth to it. These movies just don't, people just don't come up with this shit out of nowhere.
All right, so I consider this a government conspiracy, if you want to get technical about it, which is why we're bringing this up, because we're doing conspiracy as many parts as we need to, because
yeah.
We really need to discuss this. But I do believe if celebrities are being cloned and whatnot, it has something to do with government. So that's why we're mentioning it today. So we've got the clone center breaking open inside all your favorite A-listers. One of our favorite conspiracy theories maintains that one of our former country stars is actually the daughter of the devil. Taylor Swift has allegedly gone to the dark side with her edgier new image in at least two chorus-less songs of her new album, Reputation. She's totally snakeified, and it feels right. But is this creative rebranding in response to Kanye West and Kim Kardashian? Or is Taylor the literal doppelganger of the red-lipped, loving, former Satanism spokesperson, Zena LaVey, ready to come into her full power? And that's just one question to keep you awake at night. We have to wonder, is Beyonce dead and gone? Is the real Gucci Mane still imprisoned while the faux Gucci attends the Video Music Awards?
Oh, Lord.
And why can't Britney Spears' clone army just chill the hell out for a second? We wish we had all the answers, but all we can tell you is this. If clones were real, then it would totally make sense for the government, Illuminati, Disney to target people that are constantly seen in the media. Very inconspicuous. So from the decidedly vague to the outlandishly crazy, these celebrity clone conspiracy theories will definitely make you think twice. Scroll down and get ready to never sleep again. Let's do it! When Gucci Mane was released from prison at the end of 2016, fans were seeing a new man, a slim physique, a pearly white grin, even a fresh cadence to his voice. Wait a minute, new man or new clone? The theory here is that this Gucci, who's out here in the world collaborating with Fifth Harmony and what have you, isn't the real Gucci Mane. He's actually a clone, possibly created from the government in an effort to whitewash trap music. That seems like a real weird way to spend our tax dollars, but okay. If you need any further proof, when Gucci was asked about the theory, he didn't support or deny those accusations.
Really?
Sounds like something a clone would say.
Gucci, no, they got you, bro. God.
I know, man. Nick Cannon's on the case.
They got my dog Gucci fucked up.
Britney Spears clone. This theory is literally such a 90s kid redo of the old Beatles, Paul is Dead hoax, that alternate versions evolve Brit being replaced by Britney Shears. Niece of Paul's replacement, Billy Shears, please. The idea came out when 2001... when two radio DJs falsified that Britney had been killed in a car crash while driving with then-boyfriend Justin Timberlake, who was in a coma, and the two ended up magically not dead. The DJs were fired and life goes on, or did it? Whoa, I never knew this. Considering the megaforce Britney was at the turn of the new millennium, we doubt her label would kiss their cash cow goodbye. The obvious solution? Create a batch of Britney clones to fill in. The problem is that clones aren't very sustainable, and that they show their true colors by malfunctioning in the public eye, which she's done. I got video of that. The theory attributes Britney's erratic 2007 behavior to a clone gone haywire. Remember when she shaved her head and all that shit? She went crazy? I've got video of her, like, doing this and shit, like, having glitches and shit in interviews. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Apparently, there's a bunch of low-key clues in Britney's lyrics and music videos that allude her to be her cloning, including the very subtle line, Mona Lisa, she's been cloned. But buying into this theory relies on you believing that Britney, or clone Britney, would write her own music. So it's a no from us. Oh my god. Okay, so Beyonce. Beyonce clone, the first pop princess, now Queen Bey. This conspiracy theory asserts that back in 2000s, Beyonce's producers thought it would be a wise investment if they extracted some stem cells from the star on the rise. This way, they could make a clone real quick in case something unfortunate happened, solidifying their financial future. Sure enough, in 2010, Beyonce died of completely nebulous causes that never surfaced in the media. Right, send in the clone. The proof in the Beyonce is dead. The theory seems to align with the creation of Sasha Fierce, her alter ego, the fake pregnancy with Blue Ivy. It did seem suspect when you overthink it. And at least one telltale glitch at the basketball game. Although, honestly, sister just looks bored.
Miley
Cyrus clone, which is quite believable. I'm actually related to her in my family tree.
Wow.
And she's my mom. Billy Ray Cyrus is my mom's first cousin? Yeah. Miley Cyrus clone. We'll give you a short story here. In 2010, Disney was super pissed that at the Can't Be Tamed era Miley Cyrus for Bailey misbehaving in public. They killed her off, threw her body somewhere in the desert, no specific desert, just the desert, and then created a clone. This doesn't seem like a wise idea, but clearly, the current Miley clone is malfunctioning all over the place, spending a few solid years making the Disney Channel eat it. Oh, and she's also a Draco reptilian shapeshifter hybrid clone. We don't know what that means, but it explains the tongue thing pretty well.
Oh.
We do have the same tongue, so I thought it was a Glavis thing. Nope, it's a Cyrus thing.
Oh, Lord. Oh, shit. That's crazy.
Here we go, Kanye West. There isn't an exceptionally long narrative to this one because apparently the Kanye clone is still fresh to this earth. Emerging in 2016, the conspiracy theory claims that there's a reason you missed the old Kanye. I fucking do, dude.
Yeah, me too. I'm just telling you.
I miss the old stuff. The current out-of-character Kanye we're seeing right now with his recent mental breakdowns and that brief stint supporting Donald Trump is actually an Illuminati clone. But meh. Maybe we really, really just missed the old Kanye.
Nah, that was just like a total 360 for him. Like, when he started talking here lately, I'm like, what, wait? Hold on, man.
I know, like you sold out.
Like, yeah, are you really saying what you're saying right now?
So, what do we think about bats?
Well, I believe it.
With everything going on in this world, it's not far-fetched.
No.
All right. Let's get on to... I think Tupac would be considered a government conspiracy theory.
Yeah. Yeah, because he had a big mouth. He was very open and didn't care what he said.
No, and he was very enlightened and woke for his age.
That whole Shug situation, I don't believe. Because the conspiracy is that he was about to leave Death Row Records. This is from the music point of view. And he was going to start his own label. And he had a medallion or whatever on his neck the day he got into that fight with, Leonard Anderson. But why would you open fire into a car where you're trying to get somebody killed and you're going to be in the same car with that person?
What?
You never heard the.
No.
Because Shug has a bullet in his head right now from that same shooting. And
what?
They can't pull it out, no. Because if they do, he'll die.
Oh, my God. All right. So, number one, what happened with his cremation? Shug Knight claims he paid an astonishing $3 million for Tupac's cremation the day after he died. Why? Why would it cost $3 million? What, is he made of fucking gold?
Yeah, that's...
However, the man who carried out the process allegedly disappeared and has never been seen again. There were also inconsistencies in the crematory process. For example, Cox's social security number was not registered in the official death index. Number two, Tupac's stage name Machiavelli was a hint he planned to fake his death. Tupac also went by the stage name Machiavelli, which was the same name as Italian strategist Niccolo Machiavelli, who pretended to fake his death. Also, if you switch around the letters of Machiavelli, you get am alive, okay? Tupac's The Don Illuminati, the 7-Day Theory album, was also released under that name and featured him as Jesus Christ on the cover. He came back after 7 days.
Illuminati, but you know that what that stood for, right? Still Illuminati.
Yeah. Number three, is Tupac still alive in Cuba? I heard he was in Coney Island from a kid when I was 11 years old. There has been endless speculation about the possibility of both Biggie and Tupac still being alive. But could Pac still be alive in Cuba? A video which has had nearly 2 million views on YouTube shows Suge Knight joking around with a man that looks a lot like Tupac while in Cuba.
I've seen that video.
However, the clip only shows the back of Tupac's head. Did Suge Knight plot the murder? Death Row Records boss Suge Knight was in the car with Tupac when he was shot, and some people believe he may have been involved. Although no link has ever been proved, the mogul was charged with murder after allegedly running over two men and killing one following an argument on the set of Tupac's movie All Eyes on Me 2015. Finish. I have to go grab the kid from the bus.
Did the FBI stage a cover-up? Many fans believe that Tupac was killed by the FBI in an attempt to end violent rap culture. In the midst of the infamous West Coast versus East Coast hip hop war, there was also a belief that they killed the notorious B.I.G. for the same reason. However, this never was proven. Tupac left clues in his lyrics. Some fans still believe Tupac was sending cryptic clues to his fans through music on Richie Rich's Nigga album. Done changed. I've been shot and murdered. This is a quote. I've been shot and murdered. Can't tell you how it happened word for word, but best believe that nigga's gonna get what they deserve. On another song called Life of an Outlaw, he raps, all for the streets, fame on, how to be managed to plan shit 6 months in advance to what he plotted, approved to go on, so, and now I got it. Was Notorious B.I.G. involved? Tupac was good friends with Notorious B.I.G. until Pac was shot and robbed in the entrance of the New York Music Studio in 1994. Tupac then sparked a feud with Biggie after accusing him and Puff Daddy of having some involvement, which they both denied. After Tupac's death, Biggie was also infamously killed in a drive-by shooting. I don't believe that Biggie had anything to do with it. They just covered this up. To be honest with you, I think it was a whole FBI thing, and they tried to murder him.
Another conspiracy theory. What is Tupac's 7-day conspiracy theory? Tupac fans have noticed that the number 7 is a frequent consistency throughout his life. He was shot on 7th of September, age 25. He officially died at 4:03. His birthday is June. His birthday is the 16th of June. Some people believe he would return after 7 years. However, hip-hop fans are still waiting. He's dead.
Keep going.
Yeah. Did Orlando Anderson kill Tupac? One of the most popular theories surrounding the death of Tupac is the gangbanger Orlando Anderson was the killer. Pac was involved in the first fight with Anderson while walking through the Las Vegas MGM Grand following Mike Tyson's boxing match. Anderson was later shot to death in Compton very soon after Tupac's death following a gun battle that left two other men dead. The last one, Snoop Dogg could have saved Tupac's life. Well, this is one, yeah.
He knew it was going to happen. You could fucking see it in one of the pictures.
Yeah.
He just, like, had his eyes out
and
he was looking away. He just knew they were going to kill him.
Hollywood actor and comedian Frazen Love believes Snoop Dogg had connections with the Crip gang to stop any potential threats on Tupac's life. In an Instagram live session, he added that Tupac's tensions with Snoop set off a chain of events that ultimately led to his ultimate death. Picture. Well, all those are very enlightening, but I believe Tupac just was too outspoken and was before his time.
They got rid of his ass quick.
But for me, Tupac wasn't even meant to be fucking to get old. Could you imagine Tupac and, like, being 80 years old?
He'd be, like, so mad right now.
Hey,
and how everything is good.
Dude, he probably would have killed himself.
He probably would have been like, fuck this, I'm out. Fuck all you guys, I'm going home.
This is not a rap. This is bullshit. We would have so much more beef, rap beef right now if he was still alive.
All right, guys, well, that's all we have for today. This is part 1 for conspiracy theories. We're going to have a part 2, part 3, however many parts we need to do. What is today, Thursday?
Thursday.
So tomorrow, you can catch me on in the morning between the hours of 9:30 to 10:30, and I will be doing our spiritual forecast, tarot readings, and whatnot, so everybody feel free to chime in. Questions, comments, share whatever you want to add to the conversation. You guys can go ahead and comment on the bottom. As of today, right now, we didn't put up a YouTube video for this. We didn't feel like it was necessary. But do stay tuned. We've got more coming. And that's the tea.
That's the tea, everybody. Have a good day.
Have a good day. Bye.